What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Thanks for Having Me podcast. My name is Jesse Phillips. So in the days before Spotify and Apple Music, where the entire world of music is at your fingertips, there was a time when CDs and tapes and records were purchased at physical locations, and you would get them, bring them back to the house, open up the packaging, you know, those little plastic wrappers on CDs were so hard for me to get off. And then when you do get it off, there's that little sticker on the top that shows, you know, the name of the artist. Well, I say, you know, some people might not know, but I just enjoyed the whole process, going to the store, picking out a tape or a CD, bringing it home, opening the packaging, listening to the song while reading the lyrics. It was just a whole vibe. I really missed that experience in listening to music, but I want to kick off the conversation with the first couple of records that I got. One of them, I don't remember which one came first, but I do remember these two CDs kind of back to back. The first one I have a recollection of is the Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the album. I think it's from her movie that came out like in 97 or 98, but yeah, I remember being in a Best Buy with my parents and just looking at the CDs and as they were shopping, and I saw like the list of artists on the cover, and I was like, I have to have the CD. You know, again, before Spotify, where you could just listen to whatever band you wanted, I was like, I would have to buy like 20 CDs to get all these artists on there. Well, I guess that's not true. I think it only had like, well, let me see. It had 16 songs. So I would only have to buy 16 albums to have have all this. So I'll just read off these artists and, you know, see what comes to mind for you. But this CD had the Spice Girls, had Sugar Ray, Backstreet Boys, Melissa Joan Hart, Ben Folds 5, Robin, NSYNC 5, Matthew Sweet, Phantom Planet, Pure Sugar, The Murmurs, Aqua, Britney Spears, Chumbawamba, and The Cardigans. So, I mean, just the bands themselves, fantastic. Granted, like Britney Spears, for example, track 14 here, was the song Soda Pop. So it wasn't like one of her biggest hits, super random song. Chumbawamba too wasn't, you know, the I Get Knocked Down song. It was Amnesia. So whoever was the music supervisor for this movie really went into the deep cuts, which I really appreciated, you know, when I got this and just started jamming out to it every day. I loved it. The other record I got at Blockbuster that I remember was NSYNC's first U.S. album, and Tearing Up My Heart had just been on the radio, and I loved it, and I didn't know who the band was, so getting that CD, I was so excited to hear their other songs, and I still listen to NSYNC quite a bit, more so during Christmas time for their Christmas record, but yeah, I love these old pop CDs, and I still really dig them. But I also wanted to talk about, rather than just the first ones, talking about songs that inspired me to pick up music, because I feel like there's a certain period of my life that I just transitioned from listening to music to actually wanting to play the songs that I was hearing. One of those first songs I remember ever hearing and saying, I want to know how to play this song, was Get Down by Audio Adrenaline. I remember that little guitar riff at the beginning of it. Well, I've got a guitar here. Let me see. It kind of goes like this. That one. Anyway, that was awful. I should have practiced that beforehand. But anyway, I'm glad that was in tune, actually. I didn't even check it. So there you go. Stayed in tune. But Get Down was one of those songs I was like, I need to know how to play this. And so I looked up the tab and learned how to read tab just so I could be able to play that song. And then after that, I started really getting into other songs because I was like, I can actually play this music. And I thought that was so awesome that I could actually translate what I was hearing into my fingers on a fretboard. So the first album I really got that I just wanted to know how to play every single song was Simple Plan, No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls. Not a Christian record, but it was a pop punk record, and it just blew my mind. Like, the song Addicted, I heard that on the radio first, and that little guitar lead line at the very beginning of it, just go and listen to it if you haven't. It hooked me in as like a 12 or 13 year old. I was like, this is it. This record, all of these songs, love the tones, all that. I listened to it pretty recently again, and I was just like, wow, this was super whiny. But at the time I was like, this is my favorite thing. Also Reliant K, The Anatomy of Tongue in Cheek. That was another record that every song on it, I was like, this is amazing. The tones, the chords, the lyrically, I mean, I was just like, this is speaking to my 12 to 13 year old self. But then, Joe Satriani's Time Machine, I think I mentioned this, hearing it in the living room one day and just being like, what instrument is that? And, after I kind of got into actually playing music, I went back and listened to it, and Always With Me, Always With You is a great song, for like guitar shred beginners. I mean, it's not just a beginner song. It's pretty complicated, but, it's like one of those first introductions to shred where it's just a guitar. There's no lyrics and it's just beautiful. But, beyond that, I started getting into like heavier music, like POD, the Fundamental Elements of Southtown record was really great. I'd heard the Set Your Eyes to Zion song on WOW 2000 or 2001 or something. And when I bought the CD, I was pleasantly surprised at how heavy it was. Like Southtown, Hollywood, those songs just at the very front of the record before you get to Set Your Eyes to Zion. I was like, this is amazing. That led me into bands like Pillar and Pax 217. But yeah, I feel like I could do an entire podcast without saying anything but listing bands, and I would be totally content doing that. I don't know if you'd like to listen to that, but I know I could just like sit there and say a band name and be like, Matchbox 20, amazing, I love this song and this song, and yeah, just go down the list that way. But I'd love to hear from you, as normal. Like, I do these podcasts not really to tell people stuff, but it's almost like an extension of like a coffee hang. In Nashville, we do a lot of like coffee hangs with people where we're like, so tell me your story and all that stuff. But it's like rarely ever getting to a point of like, what was your first record that you bought? So that's why I do these kind of podcasts, but I would love, you know, the conversation to continue. What was your first record? What albums inspired you? And I'll check them out. Maybe we had similar ones or the same ones. Maybe we both went to Target in the late 90s and asked for the Bewitched CD, in which they did not have it, but they had the tape version. So we settled for it and said, sure, I'll get this, you know, c'est la vie. So anyway, would love to hear from you. That's all I got for today. Sorry that the editing on these, by the way, is not like super clean. I don't really edit these, so if I say a lot or whatever, that's my bad. But I just try to get these out so that, you know, I actually post something. Because if I sit there and analyze everything like I do with other podcasts that I edit, I would never get anything out because I don't like the way my voice sounds. But that's all I've got. Hope you're doing well, wherever you're at listening to this. And as always, thanks for having me.